In Britain, Tony Blair's government has proposed a list of unacceptable behaviors that could get a foreigner deported. The foreigners in question are Muslim preachers, some of whom have preached violence in the UK. The list reflects the government's concerns following the bombings and attempted bombings in London last month. It was issued by Charles Clarke, who is Britain's Home Secretary. His ministry is in charge of law enforcement.
We have an obligation, I have an obligation in particular, to stop people coming into this country who could get young people in particular to behave in the kind of appalling way we saw in July. And that we want to ensure that those who foment, justify, glorify terrorism are not able to be in this country.
It's Home Secretary Charles Clarke speaking on the BBC. The list of behaviors has provoked some argument and discussion about human rights in Britain, and joining us to talk about this is John Prideaux, who's political correspondent for The Economist. John Prideaux, those who foment, justify, glorify terrorism, is that as clear as it gets as to who might be deported or barred from entering Britain?
At the moment, that is as clear as it gets, and that has caused some consternation here. People are saying these lists of unacceptable behaviours do sound rather vague. One of them that Charles Clarke didn't mention there is as vague as anyone who expresses what the government considers to be extreme views that are in conflict with the UK's culture of tolerance. That's obviously a very broad definition. In fact, it's so broad it doesn't really count as a definition, I think. Part of the difficulty in combating Islamic extremism at home is it's quite hard to sort of tailor laws for. And so, you know, what the government really wants, I think, is a broad set of powers that it can use more or less at its discretion.
Is it entirely clear to everyone, either as a policy or just what's understood in Britain, that this is really only about Muslim immigrants, not about Welsh separatists or renegade Irish nationalists?
Well, I think you get in trouble as soon as you start trying to write laws for a particular group. So you're right, that's certainly one objection that people have raised to this. It's also interesting, this stuff is very much focused on people who are not British citizens. That obviously doesn't cover the case of British citizens as the first London bombers on July 7th.
There's another wrinkle here, which is that Britain is accountable in some way to European human rights standards, and those standards make it very, very difficult to deport people. Is it clear that Britain could, in fact, deport someone under this list issued by the Home Office without the person designated for deportation appealing and applying the European Human Rights Convention?
Well, the sticking point here, as far as the government's concerned, is Article 3 of the Convention on Human Rights, which basically says people shouldn't be tortured and governments shouldn't really be in the business of deporting people to countries where they might have their fingernails pulled out. What's interesting here is that all the other European countries are also signatories to this. France, for instance, quite regularly deports non-French nationals who are wanted in Algeria, say, and Algeria doesn't have the best human rights record. But for some reason, other European countries don't seem to have the same problems.
After a rather devastating terrorist attack, as London experienced in July, one would expect sensitivities about the human rights of people in the community that's broadly been, whose members have been blamed for this, to be rather low. Is there much sensitivity to it? Can one tune in and hear debates about this and the news in Britain, or is everyone pretty well lined up behind Mr. Blair's government on this score?
I would say that most people find human rights a slightly difficult concept to grapple with. I think most people are behind the idea of the government taking a tough line. I think one of the sticking points for the government is that Britain has this rather long tradition of very free speech, of drawing a legal distinction between what people say and what people do. And what's being proposed at the moment would go very much against that tradition. Yeah. So the government's lining up for quite a big fight with the courts.
The left-wing Labourite mayor of London, Ken Livingstone, said under these standards, justifying terrorism, let's say, one might have banned Nelson Mandela or Yasser Arafat from the United Kingdom.
But that's certainly a plausible argument that could be made. I mean, the government, when these points are put to Tony Blair's administration, will say, well, don't be ridiculous, of course we're going to apply this in a sensible way. But people who are a little more suspicious of government say, well, you may pass these laws that will give you certain powers, but what guarantee is there in the future that all governments will be as sensible as you are? And the answer, not very many.
Mr. Prideaux, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
John Prideaux, who is political correspondent for The Economist, talking with us from London.